Chapter 4. Whether it was because he was drunk, ill, or suicidally insane would not have been apparent to a casual observer. And indeed, there were no casual observers in the Old Pink Dog Bar on the lower south side of Handold City, because it wasn't the sort of place you could afford to do things casually in if you wanted to stay alive. Any observers in the place would have been mean, hawk-like observers, heavily armed, with painful throbbings in their heads, which caused them to do crazy things when they observed things they didn't like. One of those nasty hushes had descended on the place, a sort of missile crisis sort of hush. Even the evil-looking bird perched on a rod in the bar had stopped screeching out the names and addresses of local contract killers, which was a service it provided for free. All eyes were on Ford Prefect. Some of them were on Storks. The particular way in which he was choosing to dice recklessly with death today was by trying to pay for a drinks bill the size of a small defence budget with an American Express card, which was not acceptable anywhere in the known universe. "What are you worried about?" he asked in a cheery kind of way. "The expiration date? Have you guys never heard of near relativity out here? There's a whole new area of physics which can take care of this sort of thing. Time dilation effects, temporal relostatics." "We are not worried about the expiration date," said the man to whom he addressed these remarks, who was a dangerous barman in a dangerous city. His voice was a low, soft purr, like the low, soft purr made by the opening of an ICBM silo. A hand like a side of meat tapped on the bar top, lightly denting it. "Well, that's good, then," said Ford, packing his satchel and preparing to leave. The tapping finger reached out and rested lightly on the shoulder of Ford Prefect. It prevented him from leaving. Although the finger was attached to a slab-like hand and the hand was attached to a club-like forearm, the forearm wasn't attached to anything at all, except in the metaphorical sense that it was attached by a fierce dog-like loyalty to the bar which was its home. It had previously been more conventionally attached to the original owner of the bar, who, on his deathbed, had unexpectedly bequeathed it to medical science. Medical science had decided they didn't like the look of it and had bequeathed it right back to the Old Pink Dog Bar. The new barman didn't believe in this supernatural or poltergeist or anything kooky like that. He just knew a useful ally when he saw one. The hand sat on the bar. It took orders, it served drinks, it dealt murderously with people who behaved as if they wanted to be murdered. Ford Prefect sat still. "We are not worried about the expiration date," repeated the barman, satisfied that he now had Ford Prefect's full attention. "We are worried about the entire piece of plastic." "What?" said Ford. He seemed a little taken aback. "This," said the barman, holding out the card as if it was a small fish whose soul had 3 weeks earlier winged its way to the land where fish are eternally blessed. "We don't accept it." Ford wondered briefly whether to raise the fact that he didn't have any other means of payment on him, but decided for the moment to soldier on. The disembodied hand was now grasping his shoulder, lightly but firmly, between its finger and thumb. "But you don't understand," said Ford, his expression slowly ripening from a little taken abackness into rank incredulity. "This is the American Express card. It is the finest way of settling bills known to man. Haven't you read their junk mail?" The cheery quality of Ford's voice was beginning to grate on the barman's ears. It sounded like someone relentlessly playing the kazoo during one of the more sombre passages of a war requiem. One of the bones in Ford's shoulder began to grate against another one of the bones in his shoulder in a way which suggested that the hand had learnt the principles of pain from a highly skilled chiropractor. He hoped he could get this business settled before the hand started to grate one of the bones in his shoulder against any of the bones in different parts of his body. Luckily, the shoulder it was holding was not the one he had his satchel slung over. The barman slid the card back across the bar at Ford. "We have never," he said with muted savagery, "heard of this thing." This was hardly surprising. Ford had only acquired it through a serious computer error towards the end of the 15-year sojourn he had spent on the planet Earth.